GTAC has already met with the Department of Natural Resources about borehole exploration of the Pinoki Range. DNR Materials Management Director Ann Coakley says they met 2 weeks ago.
They don't necessarily have to do exploration or bulk sampling, and they've indicated that they would do both. So we expect to get an exploration license application from GTAC sometime yet this spring.
Much is already known about the Pinoki iron ore deposit from exploration done by U.S. Steel half a century ago. While that information remains proprietary, Wisconsin U.S. Geological Survey Assistant Director Tom Evans says GTAC has those records. But he says they will need to drill to find out more, a fill-in-the-gaps kind of thing.
There's not enough information available now to support those kind of detailed applications and support the kind of mine plans and waste management plans and groundwater monitoring plans that would be needed to support a modern mine permit application.
Coakley says once GTAC applies for the exploration permit, they have 10 days to make a decision. But she says nature will have something to say about that.
We really will need to do a field visit, and right now there's too much snow up there, so we would probably need to have some delay in agreement that we would do our field inspection of the borehole sites once the snow has melted and they seem agreeable to that.
If the exploratory license is approved, GTAC will then have to post a reclamation bond of anywhere from $2,000 to $20,000. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.